Hello, my name is Cindy Greenwell, and this is my podcast that I'm submitting to Blind Cool Tech. This is my cat, Mary. She's a gray tabby cat, and she's quite large. And she's long-haired, but she currently has a lion cut because the hair was getting in the way, becoming a nuisance for her. So last weekend, we gave her a lion cut. And she's normally very, very chatty. As you can tell, she knows that I'm blind, and she alerts me to various things. But that's a whole nother podcast altogether. And if you're interested, you know, you can let me know through the list, and I'll tell you about that. Today's podcast, I'm going to discuss the Creative Muvo line of MP3 players. Creative Muvo. Muvo is spelled M like in monster, U, V like in victory, Oh. I have two of them, but they do range in capacity from 128 megabytes to 1 gigabyte. I have a 128 megabyte model and a 1 gigabyte model, and I'll describe both of them, but I'm going to focus primarily on the 1 gigabyte, because it's got more features, and, you know, seeing as how most of you listen to podcasts and seem to have varied taste in music, you'd probably want something of a larger capacity. I found myself constantly switching files on the 128 meg model, so I wound up going out and buying the 1 gigabyte model. They are both about the same size. I'm really, really terrible at describing dimensions, so I'm going to guesstimate that they might be like a half to three quarters inch thick, and maybe 2 inches long and 2 inches wide, maybe. I really don't know. If you're interested in the dimensions, you can go to, you know, any place that sells them, RadioShack.com or Walmart.com or even the manufacturer website, which I believe is Creative.com, and, you know, find out the specifics on that, because I sure don't remember, and I can't guess. But, I know the 1 gigabyte model is red in color. I believe the other ones are, too. The 1 gigabyte model, actually, I believe all of their models now have radio and voice recorder on them, in addition to the MP3 player itself. My 128 megabyte model is just an MP3 player, and I do believe they've discontinued that one. But I think the 128 megabyte model they've got out now has the voice recorder and the radio on it, according to what I've seen on the websites. I will describe the things that are the same for both MP3 players. They both come with a software CD, which you do not need to install if you're using Windows XP and probably Windows 2000. Because when you pull the players apart, and they pull apart just like the Olympus WS series does. I know many of you have that. In fact, that, listening to so many reviews of those, is what led me to get the Olympus WS-100, which I'm recording on now. And I'm using its internal microphones. I don't have any, you know, fancy recording equipment or anything. What did I leave off? I gotta think here. It is like 5:30 in the morning, so I was going to multitask while I did this, but my brain says no. My brain apparently is saying no to thinking at the moment. Oh, I was talking about the MP3 players, what's similar with them. Mary, honey, you gotta chill out while I talk to these people. Yeah, I know, you do. She's a good kitty. But, gosh, my brain is null and void today. I've been sitting here for like 2 minutes just going, duh. Oh, yeah. So you unplug the MP3 player. You know, you pull it apart so that you're holding the controls and the USB on the end of it in one hand. You know, it's got the USB on it. But you can buy the cable if you need to connect it to your computer through the cable. But it will plug directly into it with its own USB port, so you don't necessarily need that cable either unless you've got your USB ports in the back of your machine. And then you're holding the battery in the other hand. And it takes one AAA battery, and it seems to have a battery life of probably 12 to 15 hours, depending on how much you use it and the volume at which you play it and so forth. But you can use Windows Explorer to copy and paste files onto it. It plugs in and reads as another drive on your computer. And so that's one of the things I love about that, because I haven't seen too many MP3 players where you can just do that. But I will now start describing the models individually. They also came, in addition to coming with the software CD, they come with a pair of earbuds and either a arm strap or a neck strap that you can attach to it. Maybe Mary needs some food. See, she heard food and she walked right over here to her bowl as if she's starving to death, didn't you? Huh. Are you starving? Oh, you're almost up. Let's get you some food. And then they come with a pair of earbuds and the arm or wristband and the software CD. My 1 GB model also came with a clip that's exactly the same size as the MP3 player, that you just stick the MP3 player in it and you can clip it to your belt or your pocket or wherever to carry it around with you that way. The 128 MB model holds about 30 MP3 files or about 60 to 70 WMA files if you rip them in 64 kbps, and it will play secure WMA files. So, you know, if you download something from audible.com or you bought it from Buy Music Downloads or Walmart Downloads and it's got a secure license on it, it'll play it. And that's with both models. You know, it'll play the WMA, the WMA Secure, and the MP3. Looking at the 128 MB model, if you hold it so that there are two sets of controls, there's some on the flat side and there's some on the top. So if you hold it so that the flat side of controls is facing towards you, and the top, you know, of course the other controls will be on the top. If you're looking at it on the left-hand side of the MP3 player, you've got a headphone jack and a connector, like a hook for the strap, if you want to put a neck band on it or an arm band. And then the 128 MB MP3 player, at least the one that I have, which I said is a Moovo Nomad, I believe it's been discontinued, but it has no screen. So if you're holding it and you're looking at the flat front panel from left to right, you've got a play, on, off, pause button. And it has a bit of a groove in it, so you can feel that button. It's pretty easy to identify. And to play it, you hold it in for about 5 seconds, you'll hear the music start. And of course, pressing it, tapping it will pause and unpause it. And then to turn it off, you hold that button in again for about 5 seconds. And then to the right of that, you've got a skip track button, like a skip forward. It plays the next track or the next file, and you can hold that in if you need to fast forward in smaller increments. And to the far right on the flat panel, you've got a skip backwards button, plays the previous track or file, and you can hold that in if you need to rewind in smaller increments. On the top, from left to right, you've got a very, very small round button that you can press in that repeats track, or I think it repeats segments of tracks. I really don't use that button, because if I want to repeat a track, I just press the backwards button over there on the front panel, the flat side. And then next to the repeat, or that little round button that does repeat of certain sections of songs, you've got a volume up button and a volume down button. And that's it. Plain and simple. Now for the 1 GB model, it looks different. It's exactly the same size as the other one as far as dimensions go. I mean, I can sit them both on top of each other and they fit evenly, the perfect size. You know, they're exactly the same size. But on the 1 GB model, it holds about 500 MP3s, or it says 1,000 WMA files. Again, I guess it depends on which kbps you rip them at and the size of a file and so forth. I'll be honest with you, my 1 GB model is full. like it's got a meg and a half left in its memory, and it is currently holding somewhere between 520 and 530 WMA files. And some of those are quite large, actually. Like, if I take some of the larger files off, I can probably cram more songs onto it. But I'm probably not going to do that for a couple weeks now. But if you're looking, it also pulls apart and plugs into the computer as another drive, so you can just copy and paste files onto it. And if you're looking at the, actually, the 1 gigabyte model does have a screen that takes up most of the front flat panel. In fact, almost all of it. You can barely see the on-off play button there. So if you're holding it with the majority of the controls facing up on the top and the screen is facing towards you, on the left-hand side of the MP3 player, you've got a headphone jack. And then below that, you've got the hook for the strap, armband, or whatever it is you can put on there. If you're looking at the front part with the screen, by the way, you don't need the screen to operate the MP3 player in MP3 player mode. You do need it to select other options, unless you've got a hell of a memory. And I don't know, a lot of people have good memories, so this could work for a lot of people. But the play pause button is the only control on this part with on the flat panel with the screen, and it's to the far left there. And it is a vertical button. And again, you press it in until you hear the music start. It's about 5 seconds or so. And then tapping it will pause and unpause it, and then you press it in again and hold it to turn it off. It's another 5 seconds. And it will remember where you left off, so that when you start it up again, it'll just pick back up. And that's the only control on the front flat panel. And then on the top, from left to right, you've got a scroll bar, like a scroll wheel. And it sort of rocks back, well, it does rock back and forth. There's no sort of about it. If you rock it to the left, it will go forward a track, or forward a file, and you can hold that in and, you know, rocked left, so that you can fast forward in small increments. If you rock it to the right, it will move backward a file, and again, you can hold that in if you need to go back in smaller increments. If you press that button in, the scroll wheel, you will open the menus, and you can use the move it left or right to go through the menus, and then press the button again, press the scroll wheel in to select the menu option that you want. And the menus are extremely visual, unfortunately, so I don't use them, at least not at this point, because I have yet to figure out how to memorize them. To the right of that scroll wheel, you've got a volume up button and a volume down button. When you turn the MP3 player on, it will start in the last place you left off. So if you start it, I mean, by default, it starts in music mode, which is what it's called in the manual. And by the way, I had to get the manual off the CD-ROM with the software on it. And I had to run the installation wizard partway through to install the manual, and that installation was extremely visual. I did not install the software. I had one of my coworkers playing screen reader for me, and she was telling me what it wanted, and I would instruct her what to click, because JAWS just wasn't kicking it with that. And at some point it asked me, what do you want to install? Do you want to install the software? Do you just want to install the user's guide, which is a PDF file, so I told it to install the user's guide, which it did for me. It stuck it in my documents, and I picked it up and opened it with Adobe Acrobat Reader, and I promptly translated it to text, to the save as text, so that I could stick it in my Braille light and read it on the go, because that's how I'd prefer to do most of my reading in Braille, with my Braille light. So then, it starts out in music mode when you turn it on, and it's very, very simple to use if all you're going to do is play music. So you can you can, you know, skip forward a song by rocking the scroll wheel to the left or backward by rocking it to the right. And that works pretty well. It also seems to recognize folders. In the root directory, when I reached about 338 megabytes, or at that point it was about 180 songs, it started giving me this error that says, the file or directory cannot be created. So I was like, okay. So it's got a voice recorder, and by default it had created a voice folder. I think that was because the first day I used it I had been screwing around with the minis, and I somehow got into the voice recorder and recorded myself, and it created the voice folder, but I promptly deleted the recording it made. And I decided, okay, well, you know, we'll see how many files it holds in the voice folder, and that happens to be where the rest of my files are. You know, the other 400 or so songs that I've got on it. So that's a trick if you need it. I don't know if, you know, anyone else that has this model had experienced that, but it will recognize folders, which the 128 megabyte model will not. So when you're playing the songs on your MP3 player, it will recognize folders. At least it does the voice folder that I've got a bunch of stuff in. And so the playing of the music is very, very simple. It's easy to navigate through there. And when it finishes in one folder, it will move right on to the next one and start playing those songs. So, you know, if you want to play them in order, you don't have to worry about skipping folders or anything, although it does have an option to do that, and I will explain that to you. I'm going to get into the menus now. The menus are extremely visual. So, I mean, if you're going to have this MP3 player, I'd pick a feature and stick with it. Seriously. It has a voice recorder, it has a FM radio, and it has the ability to record the FM radio as well. But recording is visual. First of all, you've got to press in the scroll wheel, and you've got to move it left or right to be able to choose a menu, and then press in on the scroll wheel again to select the item that you want, or the menu or item that you want. And I read the manual, and the manual explains it in diagrams, which is very nice if you can read those diagrams, but most of us can't. For instance, it said, press in on the scroll wheel. The main menu, as in figure 1, will appear on the screen. And then it shows a caption for figure 1. But, you know, since I translated it to text, it's not going to tell me. I don't know how well the screen readers would do with the PDF file describing that, because I deleted the PDF file, which was silly of me. But in any sense, I mean, my point is, it's going to be tough to use the menus. Although, if you can memorize it, that's very cool. I have noticed that it will, when you press in on the scroll wheel to open the menu bars, or open the menus, it will remember the last thing that you chose, which is helpful to me because that happens to have been skip folder. But you do have options to do the FM radio, the voice recorder, equalizer settings, you can format the MP3 player, you can delete files, you can skip folders, and I think you can also set up how the screen looks, something to do with the display. You know, so if you think you might be using the voice recorder and the MP3 player, or the FM radio and the MP3 player, you can have somebody help you navigate to the other option one time, and then it will remember, and it'll go back and forth between the two things. You can, like, if you were moving, you know, if the last thing you chose was the FM radio, and the thing before that was music mode, you could press the scroll wheel, and then press it again, and it might go to FM radio. And then if you pressed it twice more, it would toggle back into music mode. The FM radio, it has the ability to do presets, and I think, gosh, I don't know how many presets the manual said it would do. It's, I don't know why 20 seems to be sticking in my head for some reason. And those presets, I think you do those by using your scroll wheel, moving it left and right. And the manual goes into a lot of detail as to how you change the radio stations and preset them and stuff. And again, that's all described with diagrams. But I did notice through playing around that you would just move the scroll wheel left and right when you're on FM radio, and it seemed to look for a clear station and find it for you. And then it would just play it, which was cool. The voice recorder, actually, if you'll give me just a second, I'll pause this and get my Braille light out and look up the specifications of how the voice recorder records. I don't get the impression that it's a very high quality one. You might be better off using your Olympus or whatever recording equipment you've got, if you've got an iRiver or something. Okay, I'm looking at the manual. It says that voice recordings are encoded directly into IMA ADPCM, and it's a 8 kilohertz, 4 bits mono. And then the FM radio, when you record the radio, it encodes it into IMA ADPCM, that's a file format, at 16 kilohertz, 4 bits stereo. So, anybody that understands all that can explain it to me, because I don't know, I don't really get it. And of course, the recording time is determined by available space in your player and battery power remaining. And in order to start the voice recorder, you've got to navigate through the menus and select voice recorder with your scroll wheel. And then you press the play button to start recording. And you press it to stop the recording. The play button, play pause button. And while you're doing the voice recording, you cannot pause the recorder. So there's a downfall right there. But I don't know, that could work if you needed to do a quick recording for something or you wanted to record it continuously. I guess that some of you can let me know whether voice recordings at 8 kilohertz, 4-bit mono are good, or if FM radio recordings at 16 kilohertz, 4-bit stereo are any good. Now, recording the FM radio is quite a series of steps. First of all, you've got to find a radio station with the FM radio. Then you've got to open the menus and navigate to record FM radio. And from what I've read in the manual, it seems to start recording FM radio at that point that you select that item from the menus. And then to stop it, I believe you press the play pause button. Let me look real quick. So you to record FM radio, you have to find a radio station and choose record FM radio from the menus on this MP3 player, and then to end that recording you press the play pause button. I tried out the voice recorder by accident. I tried finding radio stations by accident. Then I realized I was going to be in big trouble if I kept opening the menus and moving through them, because I kept finding myself in, like, voice recorder or something and not being able to get out of it, because I would have to navigate through the menus to find music mode, and that was just sort of, you know, being as how you have to select the menu option you want by pressing in on the scroll wheel after you've moved through them. It was just sort of a coin toss. So, God bless my grandmother, I had her read the screen to me as I moved through the menus, and we found music mode, and I chose it. And then I had her read the screen to me as I moved through the menus, and we found skip folder, and I chose it. So seeing as how music mode and skip folder are the two options I use the most, they're on the top of the menus, so if I want to skip a folder while I'm playing music or files, I just press in on the scroll wheel, and apparently skip folder appears on the screen. I press in again, and then I move the scroll wheel left or right and choose the folder that I want, and then I press in on the scroll wheel a third time, and it selects that folder for me and starts playing it from the beginning. And again, it's important to note that you know, you'd probably want to choose the two items you would use the most. One of them would probably be music mode, and the other might be FM radio or voice recorder, or for me, it's skip folder. Because the machine will remember the last thing that you chose, and it'll be on the top of the menu bar, so that you just have to press in on the scroll wheel twice to select that other option. Overall, I am very, very, very happy with the Creative Move 01 gig. I know I kind of said some negative things about the menus being, you know, about it being menu-driven in a lot of ways, but I'm using it for the MP3 player function, you know, to play music, and I love the fact that it recognizes folders and that I can navigate through those folders and listen to various files. I love the fact that it holds a ton and ton of songs, and I can throw all sorts of music and stuff onto it, and that's why I like it. And I personally don't need it for anything else. So I don't need the FM radio, and I don't need the voice recorder on it. I could use them if I wanted to. But again, you know, it's each person's preference as to what they use on it and how well it works for each individual person. I was just hoping to give some information about it and help some people out and give my opinions about it. At one point when I had the recorder paused, Mary climbed up into my lap, and now she's sitting here, and I've got the Braille light sitting almost on my knees, and I've got Mary in my lap because she was almost sitting on this, and I had to pull the strap out from under her so that I could keep her from sitting on my display while I was trying to read it. But if you have any comments or anything, you can just email me through the list. I'll get it. Or you can email me directly at Cynthia Greenwell, SYNTHIAGREENWELL @juno.com.